We had an eventful week within our cattle market last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. At the close of last week, Friday was a big market day for cattle. They opened up the morning.
They opened the day down the limit on the feeders and sharply lower on the fat. All that on the news of President Trump taking the tariffs off of Brazil and what that does to our meat price here in the U.S. and his end goal to drive down the price of beef and help control inflation here in the U.S.
But Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing says that as we continued throughout the day last Friday, we had a pretty decent recovery.
Didn't stay down at limit down for very long. From there, kind of worked higher here, but gave quite a bit up here right on the close. And we were $1, $1.50 higher with 15, 20 minutes to go. And as you stated there, about 40 to 60 lower on the fats and feeders finish, $1 to $2.15 lower on the day. So it's just the continued news and the headlines putting fear into this market. I mean, you got that cattle on feed report this afternoon. I think that's in the back of everybody's mind, but definitely not going to be much of a market mover with everything else that's going on.
And we did have a cattle on feed report out last Friday. And here are some stats from that. Feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.7 million head on November 1st, and the inventory was 2% below November 1st of 2024. Placements in feedlots during October totaled 2.04 million head, 10% below 2024. Net placements were 1.99 million head, and these placements were the lowest for October since the series began in 1996. Marketings of fed cattle during October totaled 1.70 million head, 8% below 2024, and other disappearances totaled 54,000 head during October, and that's 2% below 2024. Again on this farm news update, hearing from Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing, and make sure to catch his comments every Friday at 1:30 on the Commodity Wrap. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.